SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A well-respected election tracker says Republicans are now favored to flip a Senate seat in Montana. Bob Agnew reports.
The nonpartisan prognosticating group, the Cook Political Report, says it has shifted the Montana Senate race from toss-up to Republican. That comes after polls show Trump-backed GOP challenger businessman Tim Sheehy leading Democrat incumbent John Tester. The Cook Political Report's Jessica Taylor writes, quote, "This means that Republicans are now an even heavier favorite to win back control of the Senate, regardless of the result at the top of the ticket." Bob Agner reporting.
Kamala Harris' campaign says she'll start to make herself more accessible to the press on the campaign trail. This comes as the Democrat presidential nominees faced criticism from voters and the media for not making herself available for non-rehearsed scripted questions. Her debate performance with Trump was panned due to her lack of substance and constant use of vague talking points. Also at SRNNews.com, there are more people than ever before who are living in the U.S. but were born in another country. Correspondent Donald Warder reports.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey, 14.3% of people living in the United States in 2023 were foreign-born. The rate hasn't been this high since 1910, when it was 14.7%, driven by waves of people immigrating in search of a better life around the end of the 19th century and the start of the 20th century. International migrants have become a primary driver of population growth this decade, as fewer children are being born in the U.S. I'm Donna Warder.
USS Theodore Roosevelt returning to San Diego after a nearly 10-month deployment to the Middle East. It left in January, but the deployment was extended. This is SRN News. Supreme Court justices in bulletproof vest.
The Washington Post quotes Amy Coney Barrett at a recent conference as describing how she was required to wear body armor in 2022 after a leaker revealed that the high court was likely going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some abortion radicals began issuing threats and demonstrated outside the justices' homes. Security was increased for the justices, including the use of bulletproof vests. A California man is currently being tried for trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that an abortion measure will be on the state's November ballot. The decision means that voters will have a chance to weigh in on whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. A group of Republican state lawmakers and other pro-life advocates had sued to remove the measure, arguing that voters were not informed about the list of abortion laws it could repeal. This is SRN News. MasterCard makes a big acquisition.
The credit card company is buying global threat intelligence company Recorded Future for $2.65 billion, a move that will strengthen its cybersecurity services. MasterCard is purchasing Recorded Future from private equity firm Insight Partners. Recorded Future has more than 1,900 clients across 75 countries, including the governments of 45 countries. The deal is expected to close by the first quarter of next year. John Scott reporting.
A new study out of Boston shows high doses of ADHD drugs are linked to a much greater risk of serious mental health issues. Researchers at Mass General Brigham have found that people who take high doses of Adderall and the like are five times more likely to develop psychosis or mania. The findings have just been published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. More details at SRNNews.com.